Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Last month, President Trump rolled back the Obama-era rule that employer health insurance must cover birth control at no cost for women. The Obama rule had an exception for religious employers. They could opt out. The government would handle the coverage with insurers. The new Trump rule adds moral objection to the religious objections. And today, Massachusetts became the first state to respond with a measure expected to be signed by the governor this afternoon. Carrie Goldberg from Here and Now contributor WBUR has taken a look. Carrie, what's the difference with the Massachusetts law?
Well, I'd say that the Massachusetts law is basically saying to Massachusetts women, look, don't worry. Like, no matter what happens in Washington, here in Massachusetts, your birth control is going to stay covered and free. We're basically encoding into state law what there was in the Affordable Care Act. And in fact, we're even going to expand your coverage. So, for example, this new law that's expected to be signed this afternoon requires insurers, in most cases, to cover a full year of birth control pills at once, where until now, women often had to keep coming back to the pharmacy. Or, for example, it requires that the emergency contraception, the so-called morning after pill, has to be covered without a prescription, which is good because when people need it, they need it fast. So, and this law is coming into effect right away after it's signed this afternoon, although insurers have 6 months to get these changes into place.
And this is just Massachusetts insurers. So state law covers the Massachusetts insurers. But what if a Massachusetts employer has a moral or religious objection to covering birth control?
So employers who buy insurance for their workers from Massachusetts insurers can only get an exemption from this new law and opt out if they're a church or another religious institution. If they don't qualify for that category, then they can't opt out of birth control coverage. And if they try, that's probably a matter for the courts.
Yeah, well, and that's the huge difference. People feared that the adding moral objection, that's so wide that many would opt out.
Right.
Look, this executive order was signed by President Trump in early October. It's pretty fast response on the part of the state.
Yes, although we should say that this bill was in the works for months. But still, the passage seemed lightning fast given how legislatures usually work. And it was near unanimous. Here's Ilana Margolis from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Massachusetts.
All the stars were aligned to make this happen. It was the right time and the right thing to do.
And she says this law is sending a message to Washington, D.C. and other states.
We're setting an example. We're showing how differing thoughts and opinions can come together and find common goals. And we're saying that we're willing to move first, fast, and frankly, furiously, to get it done.
What does she mean?
Robin, first of all, you don't often hear an insurer say furiously in terms of how they work. But what she means is that they had to reach some compromises in this bill. They had to hammer them out. And the hammering wasn't between Democrats and Republicans. It was between the coalition that backed the bill, so Planned Parenthood, NAREL, the ACLU, and the health insurers. But they basically all started from a consensus that access to birth control is essential. The bill was called the Access Bill, and it had to be protected. And then they came to agreement on things like 12 months of birth control or vasectomies, which didn't end up being covered. But so they surrendered on a lot of things, but they came to an agreement.
And you are hearing that, and they are hearing other states might follow suit.
Yes. So the backers of the bill say they've heard from colleagues in other states who'd like to try something similar. About a dozen states have already shored up some aspects of their birth control coverage requirements in response to the Trump administration. Mm-hmm. But this Massachusetts law is the first that comes in direct response to last month's rule. And it seems likely there will be more.
Carrie Goldberg, health and science reporter and host of the Common Health Vertical at Here and Now, contributor WBUR. Carrie, thank you.
Welcome.